The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday afternoon. Doom and gloom, doom and gloom everywhere. I pray that every day this program is a little ray of sunshine, confidence, hope, reassurance in the middle of these very, very troubling times. Yeah, things are bad. Stock market has plunged once again. If you think about this, all of the gains made since Donald Trump was inaugurated are gone and more. One of the worst times in American history in the stock market. Yeah, that's just a fact. We're seeing more and more things shut down, more and more restrictions. The governor here in the state of Ohio today announced that all hair salons and barber shops are closed until further notice. And I need a haircut really, really bad. I just sent a note to my wife, said, "You're going to be married to a hippie, hon." Yeah, well, yeah, a hippie with a receding hairline and a bald spot in the back, but a hippie nonetheless. So, again, more bad news. It doesn't look like the peak of this virus is going to be anytime soon. Is it going to come? Yes, but it doesn't look like it's anytime soon. So is now the time to be filled with worry, fear, anxiety, and hysteria? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We are going to get through this. America is going to get through this. And I pray, honestly, I pray that America will be a much, much better nation when all of the dust settles about this coronavirus. And I think it's very possible. I really do. I'm very optimistic. People are going to be forced to reevaluate what's really important in your life. What is really important? We're going to be forced to make those evaluations. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. We're going to be forced to be more dependent upon God. I believe that through this, there is going to be more of a spiritual awakening in America than we saw during 9/11. Those of you that are old enough to remember 9/11, there was a huge spiritual awakening the first Sunday after 9/11. What was it? I think church attendance quadrupled. I mean, there was an explosion of church attendance, and it lasted less than a month. Within four weeks, that huge explosion of church attendance was gone, and everything was back to normal. Well, this particular episode is not going to be over in 4 weeks. This coming Sunday, all of the churches who canceled their services last Sunday are going to cancel again. And many, 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 many of the churches who decided they were going to go ahead and have their services will not be doing the same this Sunday. And I find it interesting because I saw some, some rather arrogant and prideful individuals and a handful of pastors put posts on Facebook. These churches that are canceling their services, don't they trust in God? We're not afraid of any virus. We're not canceling our service because we're going to trust God, unlike those cowardly pastors. Many of those churches are going to be closed this coming Sunday. And because of that, I think many people are going to realize just how important it is to get together with God's people. They're going to realize how much they miss that. For instance, tonight, Joy and I absolutely love to go to church on Wednesday night. Joy has her ladies group. She loves these ladies. They love her. A small group studying the Bible. I go into the pastor's class in the auditorium, and I've met so many people there that I did not know before. And I just look forward to being with God's people on Wednesday night. It's not easy. Normally, I don't even go home on Wednesday night. Joy and I meet up in Westerville. We jump into one car and head to church because if I went home, we wouldn't have time. It makes for a very, very long day, but I love it. Tonight's Wednesday night. We can't meet. I'm going to miss that. Hey, by the way, just in light of that, tonight I will be speaking at Genoa Baptist, but I've already recorded it. If you promise not to tell anybody, just don't tell anybody. And it will be broadcast at 6:45 p.m. tonight. And on Wednesday nights, we've been in a study in the book of Luke, but I moved away from that. And I'm bringing tonight, I think, is a very, very important message that I think will really encourage you. And you can get it through streaming at the Genoa website, which is genoachurch.org, genoachurch.org, or on Facebook. If you do it, you know, the little search thing there on Facebook, just search for Genoa Baptist or Genoa Church. Their Facebook page will pop up, and it's 6:45. The on Facebook, well, and on the internet, it will be a video. It will be streamed video. If you don't have capability of video, you can get the audio. But I encourage you. If you can't get to your church tonight, I hope you'll tune in. I think you'll be blessed. I think you will be encouraged. I really do. So Genoa Church, either Facebook or the website, genoachurch.org. And again, at 6:45 tonight, it will be streamed. 6:45 tonight. And I'm bringing you a message on Acts chapter 12. The whole chapter. Yeah, we'll go through the entire chapter, Acts chapter 12, tonight at at 6:45. You know, whether it's from me or somebody else, we need encouragement. And I believe that message, I really believe it will encourage you. So spread the word. There should be plenty of bandwidth for however many tune in on Facebook, Genoa Baptist, or on the web, genoachurch.org, tonight at 6:45. Well, we got other things to talk about here in the state of Ohio, but we need to take a quick break. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Just a program note at the top of the hour. We will be joining our friends in Washington, D.C. again. We will be simulcasting here and at WAVA in our nation's capital. If you have friends, acquaintances in Washington, D.C., send them a message. Tell them to tune in to 105.1 FM in Washington. WAVA 105.1 FM. We will be joined by our friends in D.C. at the top of the hour. Well, this is disappointing. Joy and I love Menards. You know, we do. It's huge. It's big. We don't go there very often. In fact, we haven't been there for months. But this is really disappointing. Investigators in Michigan. Now, I have no idea whether this has been happening in Ohio. Menards is stationed in Michigan. And evidently, investigators from the state of Michigan, from the Michigan Attorney General's office, said that they are guilty of price gouging, cleaning supplies, bleach, other things like that. They have doubled their prices since this coronavirus. And the Attorney General's office in Michigan has issued a cease and desist order ordering Menards to stop gouging people on cleaning supplies. Quote, Menards will have 10 days to respond to the cease and desist, and state officials will continue to investigate and potentially take legal action. As of 11 a.m. yesterday, the Attorney General's office received a total of 363 complaints, with the majority of those being submitted since Friday afternoon. Oh, that's just really disappointing and inexcusable. It really is. If you haven't heard, the Ohio Democratic Party has sued the state of Ohio, specifically the governor and Secretary of State Frank LaRose, over their decision to set a new date for the primary election. I think they set the date for June 2nd, I believe. And the Ohio Democratic Party has officially sued. But they're not the only ones. The Speaker of the House, Larry Householder, let me read. Republican House Speaker Larry Householder decried, quote, unprecedented chaos and confusion and the undermining of Ohio's system of government, saying he was contacting legislators about their ability to attend a session to legally address the primary situation. He is asking Attorney General Dave Yost to exempt legislators from current restrictions on gatherings of 50 or more. I could see that coming. I could see that coming, and I think that's a good thing. By the way, the state of Ohio is closing almost all of their BMV offices, Bureau of Motor Vehicles. There are a few that will issue CDL, commercial driver's license. Those will remain open. And most other business can be taken care of online. Those that need license renewal, they will be forgiven, at least for a time. That would include my wife. She hasn't expired yet, but it's going to soon. So until they open again, if your license expires during that time, you have a grace period from the state of Ohio. Most other things, however, can be done online through the Ohio BMV, but most of the BMV offices will close after business today. Another interesting item, if you are a part of the OSU Wexner Medical Center, if you've been a patient there, if you have an account there, whatever, they are opening drive-through virus testing sites for patients. Testing at this time will only be available to patients of the OSU Wexner Medical Center system. I'm not the brightest bulb in the candelabra, but if you're already a patient, why would you need a drive-through test facility? It's very confusing. I'm reading from the news release really just a few moments ago. According to a spokesperson with the OSU Wexner Medical Center, the hospital has opened outdoor stations to evaluate and test patients. Now, again, if you're a patient in the OSU Wexner Medical Center, why in the world would you have to go outside to get tested? Yeah, it makes no sense, but hey, what do I know? I don't have time to get into that. We need to go over the primaries that were held yesterday. Primaries were held in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. I've got the results from that. Shocking case out of Canada I want to share with you. I've even got a story on Ilhan Omar. Yeah. So there are other things going on other than the coronavirus. So stay tuned. And again, we'll be joined by our friends in Washington, D.C. When we return, you're listening to Bob Burney Live.